All right. It's a beautiful thing, man. So you watch any of the Olympics? Welcome to our pre-show for the 30th. Tomorrow, we're off to Miami, and we're returning a week from Saturday on the 7th. And because I got some work I have to do in town. But we're going to have a good time with Jackie Girl, man. I haven't seen her in over a month, man. But I'm going to go back because Jackie's going to Dallas for an awards ceremony. And I'm going to go back to Miami to watch Kirby while she's doing her thing. So Kirby boy, you can't just, have anybody watching him. He needs people to know him and love him and know his whole trip. He's an elderly dog, man. So he's just that kind of a guy. So I said, look, you go to Dallas and, I will I'll watch Kirby.
Oh, fuck, am I tired, man? Yeah.
Talking that stuff that they don't know.
Oh, yeah, Phil, it's great. I haven't talked to you in a while. Well, I'm enjoying my flying. I'm giving flying lessons. Yeah, we had a close call. I almost clipped a car, but I came into it. What happened was I was coming in there at Blaze Field, which is that new field near Santa Monica, and as I was coming in, I told my co-pilot, I said, hold on for a minute, I need to adjust. And so...
But can I ask you a question? What are you doing?
What am I doing? What?
Sounds like you're sucking air or something.
Oh, no. It's just a... it's a new exercise I'm doing. What I'm doing is I have allergies, and the doctor told me to do a kind of an accentuated inhale, which clears all the pollen and all of the irritants out of the throat.
Okay, it's pretty noticeable, but go ahead.
Well, what do you mean by noticeable?
Well, this is what, Art, this is what it sounds like. It sounds like, and so my name is Art Griego. like it's almost like a snoring.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It sounds like a snore.
All right, well, do you want me to hang up? I can get lost if you want.
No, don't get lost. It's fine.
Phil, I'm trying to do something for my allergies. I'm trying for the first time in my life to concentrate on me and to do things for me that I haven't done. And for me... That guy, I love him. So, anyway, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so there I was, standing at the corner of 5th and Main.
That'll work. That's Art Griego. Hey, man, where are the fucking pens in this bitch, huh? All right, man.
Yeah, it's great to be back on the air with you, Mr. Hendry. And we're announcing a contest and win a date with RC because you guys are talking about how I've not had a date.
All right, this is win a date with RC. And what else?
I'm going to tell you what else if you shut your... Well, yeah, but... And women can apply to win a date for RC.
And what do they have to do, RC?
All you have to do is send in your name and a self-addressed stamped envelope. Send in your name and a photograph, a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Yes, this is Chris Norton.
A self-addressed stamped envelope and send it to, can I give the address?
Well, wait a minute, what do the women have to do?
Well, just send them a photograph of yourself, a full body photograph of yourself, and we would require that there be some, that there'd be a makeout or something like, in other words, I'm looking for a woman who would be the prospective Mrs. R.C. Collins.
All right, so wait a minute, you're asking for sex.
No, sir, I don't believe that I am. I'm just asking out for the makeout. That's all.
Well, when you say you're asking for the makeout, R.C.
That's just kissing.
Why?
Because I feel it is only right to...
And what do these women get out of it?
What do the women get? They get the opportunity to go to be with me. I'm going to inherit father's business. $50 million a year! $50 million a year! I'm going to inherit father's business.
Testing. $50 million a year. Well, this is interesting. Nobody can actually give me the answer. Ice cream trade journal. That's funny. The ice cream trade journal. Ice cream trade journal. Let me see. How much would a bottle of this one? 18 billion a year bottled water in the United States. So how much would RC's dad make? So he makes a small scale bottling plant. He makes 50 million a year. 10 million a year. I don't know. Eight figures. It's eight figures, Mr. Henry.
I'm not at liberty to divulge that, Mr. Henry, but I can assure you it's about eight figures a year. I can assure you.
Now, why do you sound nervous?
I'm not nervous. Why do you think I sound nervous? I'm very excited about the possibility of having a woman in my life, finally. But I want to do it right, and I want to do it in a way that is respectful to my family. So I'm asking women to send in their photographs, and also send in a full-body photograph with your name. I'd like a photograph of your face. And
RC, what do you offer these? Look, man, no offense, but, you know, you've got physical maladies of your own. You're probably not the best-looking guy.
I'm not bad-looking.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'5", okay? But that doesn't mean I can't have a taller woman. There's a lot of guys that are successful and have women that are a lot bigger than them. I've got a girlfriend. Her name is Cheryl. She's 5'11", and I'm only 5'5" myself, as you know, Mr. Henry, because I'd had some physical problems as a teenager, which did affect my growth.
It wasn't the pituitary anything, RC.
No, it was not, and you know full goddamn well it wasn't, Ms. Gray. You see?
And then there's Art Griego. All right, man. I don't fucking know.
Turn this fucking thing off.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here we go, baby. Here we go, baby. And then Bob Green calls in. But first we went Art Griego. It's Art Griego. Bob Green, Art Griego. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where's goddamn Sheath underwear, bitch? Did I not fucking print it? Fuck me. Print that shit, motherfucker. I didn't even start the print. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Phil, it's great to be with you. Boy, it was a hair raiser as we were bringing it in. And I was just in a regular little trainer as a Piper Cub, you know.
Right. Oh, now don't tell me this fucking thing is... I got to clean the print nozzle on this goddamn cunt again. I'm not doing it again, man. Understand. Okay. Oh, shit. I had to fuck that up, man. Where we at, man? Here we go.